Let's just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise.
From the depths of your heart, every demon is gone. Every sickness is gone. Lord, we receive our healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever we have need of, Lord, we accept it, Lord Jesus. Praise your wonderful name, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Let us just worship you, Lord, and tell you that we love you tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord.
His name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Is wonderful. His name is wonderful.
Oh,
His name is wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, my Lord.
Jesus, my Lord, He is the mighty.
How grateful we are tonight, Lord, to see with our very eyes, Lord, you manifest in showing yourself in human flesh, Lord, deceiving, discerning the very secrets of the heart, Lord Jesus, the true sign of the Messiah before our very eyes, Lord Jesus. There was a voice that went with that sign, Lord. He said if they wouldn't believe the first one, the second one, you'd know the very secrets of their heart. Lord Jesus, we believe that same Holy Spirit as he said that the whole building is just milky with the Holy Spirit. That same Holy Spirit is here tonight because that anointing is on that voice, Lord Jesus. We're sitting in the presence of Jehovah, Almighty God, King of Kings. Lord, we love you and worship you, Lord, and we're so thankful, Lord, their eyes could behold, Lord, that you loved us so much that you allowed us to see it, to be in the meeting, Lord Jesus, tonight. Lord, to see you, Lord, in action. Lord, we just love you from the depths of our heart. We just thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We want to thank you for that revelation. As he proclaimed tonight, if you get the people to believe you, nothing will stand in the way, Lord Jesus. Get the people to believe every word. And Lord, we're a group of people that we believe every word. Lord, every jot, every tittle, every word, Lord, we believe it, Lord Jesus. For truly it is the voice of God to our day, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you give us this revelation because, Lord, it didn't come from man. It come from God. It isn't man that we worship, it's you, Lord. Jesus Christ, Lord, come again, living and dwelling in flesh, Lord Jesus. And we beheld you with our very eyes, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for healing your people, Lord. Healing every one of us, Lord. Here in this building, those on the hookup, Lord. We claim, Lord, whatever we have need of, whatever we ask, whatever we desire, we claim it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word, Lord Jesus. Father, it's not my word. It wasn't William Branham's word, but it was the word of God, Lord Jesus. And we believe it and we accept it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. Thank you for giving us a revival that'll break out amongst your bride, Lord Jesus. As we sit in the presence of the Son and you perfect your bride, Lord Jesus, for your soon coming, Lord. Whatever we have need of, Lord, to be more like you, Lord. Oh, Father, take everything that's not like you away, Lord Jesus. We want to be just like you, Lord. Take away the little things that so easily beset us, Lord Jesus. The day and time that we're living in, this evil age, Lord Jesus. But truly, Lord, let that revelation sink down in our heart to know that greater is he that is in each one of us, Lord. You is greater than anything Satan can put upon us. As that prophet told us, he would have God on his hands, Lord. Father, you're with us, and you promised us you would never leave us. You would never forsake us, Lord. We hold on to it, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with your bride everywhere, Lord. May you strengthen them and encourage them. May this be a red letter night to them, Lord, that you refill them with your Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord Jesus. Let everyone in the presence of my voice believe, Lord, with all their hearts that that Holy Spirit lives and dwells inside of them, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, just to be together and to worship you and to hear that voice, Lord. And once again, to see with our eyes, thank you, Lord, that you loved us so much, Lord. You preserved this film, Lord, that so you could see it tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord. How great thou art to see you, Lord Jesus, living and dwelling in a man. Lord, we pray that, Lord, you see your sweet Holy Spirit living in us, Lord. Truly, that's what we want. And Lord, we thank you that tonight is a very special night that we come here to this Lord's Supper, Lord, and take part of this communion, Lord. Great commemoration that you left for us to do, Lord. And Father, as your bride comes up to this table, Lord, and it eats that kosher bread and drinks the wine, Lord, may our minds go back to that day of Calvary, Lord, when, Lord, you give the supreme sacrifice, Lord, your life for us, Lord. That, Father, because you did that you took my sins upon you, Lord. That, Father, now in your eyes, I'm justified, Lord. Without spot, without wrinkle, without a blemish, without sin. All that you see is that precious blood atoning for me day and night, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, bless and be with us, Lord, for the remaining of the service. As we come up here to the altar, Lord, just prepare us, Lord, to be ready, Lord, to meet you, Lord. Father, we want to worship you. We want to be like you. Take everything away that's not pleasing unto thee, Lord, and come into us tonight, Lord. Visit us, Lord, as we gather together around the supper table, Lord. Bless and be with us now as we commit the rest of this service into your hands. Amen.
Oh, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving.
Let us be seated as we prepare ourselves for the communion service. Thank you. the service back over to Brother Branham.
Now, I'm going to read some of the word now found in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. At the same manner he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do shew forth the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the blood of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man so examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are sick and weakly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one with another. Tarry one for another. Now, may I say this? Jesus gave us this commandment before he went to his death, knowing that he was going there, the disciples still wondering what he was talking about when they wrote this down. But he said, this cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do as oft as you eat it and drink it, you shew forth my death until I come. Oh, those precious words. The disciples no doubt wondered, what does he mean? Show forth his death. How can we do this? It was all a mystery to them, but not to him. He was God. He knew what he must do. Show forth. So he said, when you come together to eat, now he that eats and drinks unworthily comes up here and professes to be a Christian, taking the body of the Lord, and then goes out and lives with the world and denies Christ and his power and things like that, you do a great dishonor to God. You do dishonor to Christ, so don't you take it. But if you're trying with all that's in you to live right and to show forth that you are a Christian, that you love Jesus Christ, then it's your duty to do it. And now over in, I believe it's St. John, the 6th chapter, Jesus said, whosoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Not out of promise. Isn't that a glorious thing? I will raise him up. Did you ever think what you're here for? What are you going to school for, children? What are you working for, Dad? What makes you get up mother in the morning, get the kiddies to school, wash your face and make up the beds and cook and do it all, come in, wore out that night, and the next day start the same thing? What do you do it for? What are you laboring, slave, Dad, and everything, coming at night and weary, and one of the kids gets sick and you walk the floor and cry and pray and struggle and they get well and then back and do it again, and every Sunday wash your faces and get them down to church? And well, what's it all about? What you here for? Is that all there is to it? My, that'd be miserable. And knowing you got to go anyhow. See? What's it all about? Oh, brother, it's an examination time. It's an opportunity time. Hallelujah. It's the opportunity to accept this. Nice. Tell me something to take its place. Tell me something better than that. Produce anything in the world. Be the king of the earth. Rule the universe. Be a Khrushchev or a Kennedy or whatever you wish to be. You'll die just the same. Yeah. Right? You don't know what time it'll come. Any minute. But here, when death does strike, you got eternal life and can't die. Yeah. With a guarantee by the God of all creation, who's possessor of heavens and earth, I'll raise him up again at the last day.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Help thou my unbelief, O God. Fill my soul. O God, cleanse me, fill me, charge me, send me out. Let me not die. Let me live to tell the story. Let me go to every crack and corner of the earth and preach the word and sow the seed.
Amen.
Yes, sir, that there may be a harvest in the last day of the true, unadulterated word with believers in Christ.
Praise God.
Is your sins under the blood by faith tonight in Christ Jesus? We shall now take the communion. Not the communion. You commune as you eat with one another. Just commune with God. The communion is not the bread. not the wine. The communion is talking back and forth with God. Amen. This is a symbol that we take, that we believe in His death, broken body, His burial, and resurrection. We believe in the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we believe that He has given us eternal life, and we cannot die. We have passed from death unto life, and someday when we separate from one another here, we'll rise again in the resurrection with each other, joined together with Christ Jesus as the body. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Upon these bases and the confession of my sins and my faith in the Son of God, I take myself in the church before these articles that God left for us to do to show forth His death until He comes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus said, "This is my body which is broken for you. Eat. Do this in remembrance of me." Our Heavenly Father, after we have confessed our sins, hearing Your word, after we have confessed that we are unworthy, and we're trusting only in the merits of the Son of God, we're unworthy creatures. Forgive us, Lord, of all that we have did. And now by faith we come to the table of the Lord.
Thank you.
And now as this bread is presented to represent the body of our Lord, I pray, Father, that You'll sanctify it to its intended purpose. And may every person that partakes of this have eternal life in their soul. And may that every person takes it have healing in their body and live the appointed time that You've given them. And may they serve You all the days of their life and be raised up in the last day in the resurrection to be gathered together with the tribes of the earth that are redeemed by the blood of Christ.
Amen.
Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. The Bible said, also He took the cup, and when He'd supped, saying, "This is the cup of the New Testament. As oft as you drink this, you show forth the Lord's death till He comes." Heavenly Father, we hold to You the fruit of the vine tonight. This wine. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that You'll sanctify this wine. It represents the blood that was shed for us at Calvary. Through this blood, we have remission of our sins by faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Forgive us of all of our unbelief, Lord. And give us faith and understanding. And make us Your servants, Lord, that we can serve You all our days. Be with us, Father, as we join together around this table. And bless us in this fine fellowship in communion with You. And may You speak to our hearts and point to us our work that we should do. Grant it, Lord. Sanctify this wine for its intended purpose. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen. Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, that He was come from God, and He went to God. He rises from the supper, and laid aside His garment, took a towel, and girded Himself. After that He poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto Him, "Lord, dost Thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "What I do now thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter." Peter said unto Him, "Lord, thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter said unto Him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said unto him, "He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all." For He knew who should betray Him. Therefore He said, "Ye are not all clean." So after He had washed their feet, and had taken His garments, and had sat down again, He said unto them, "Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do
as I have done unto you. And thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
May we all just bow our heads. How special tonight is. I thank the Lord that we have somebody very special with us tonight. That was in the very movie that you saw tonight, standing next to that prophet, holding him up. His son, my brother, Brother Billy Paul. And he's still standing for this message. Ask Brother Billy if he'll come up and just dismiss us for the foot washing service. Say whatever if he feels anything upon his heart. Are you happy tonight? What a wonderful service. My, you're just bubbling over. So I don't want to get in trouble with my brother here. I just hope he gets courage to say what he really believes. But I know what he believes. I believe the same thing the same way. I'm happy tonight. I believe there's no difference. The only difference is the corporal body. Amen. And I'm so happy to be identified with you. Amen. And I believe after tonight, you're going to hear many wonderful testimonies.
Amen.
I just one second. The other day, I've been getting a little older. I was 19 when you saw that film tonight. I'm 84, but I believe the same thing, only I believe it's stronger tonight.
Amen.
I called my doctor when I was in the hospital the other day. I haven't even told my brother. I called the doctor the other day, and they said, Mr. Branham, you've got to go have your lungs examined when you get out of the hospital. I said, there's a condition there we want to check on. So I called, and they finally said a thing, and we prayed about it. Went and had the examination. Called up the doctor day before yesterday or a couple days ago, and he said, Mr. Branham, what was they looking for? And I said, I don't know. He said, you had two growths on your lungs, but he said, something happened, he disappeared.
Amen.
Amen. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Heavenly Father, we love you tonight. Thank you for your precious love. Thank you for your mercy and your grace to us. Bless Brother Joseph, Lord. Give him that extra strength, that extra courage, Lord. Lord, we're just about ready to go home now. And we just ask you, Lord, to be with your people. May we hear by the time we gather again so many wonderful testimonies. Thank you for healing me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because you never fail. Bless us now as we go into the feet washing, and we give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Let's give the Lord a big hand.
You may be seated. The Lord richly bless you, and the deacons will come by and be dismissing you for foot washing. God bless you.